Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am with you as your brother, a fellow human being and soulmate. Today, I'd like to speak about being a spiritual teacher and what it means for an old soul to take on the role of spiritual teacher. In many of you, there is a desire to share your light, your wisdom, your energy with others. There is a desire inside your soul to touch the earth, to express yourself from the heart and connect with collective consciousness as it is right now, and to add your light or awareness to it. By touching the earth, I mean that you express yourself from the heart, and thereby your energy gets fully grounded, expresses itself and connects fully with the reality on earth and the reality of collective consciousness as it is now. And this desire in your soul to be a spiritual teacher, to be a light worker, is confusing to you at times. As an old soul, you are in some ways already detached from collective consciousness, from fear-based consciousness. You are somewhat detached from the world. And you also have the experience of not being at home there, not feeling at ease within the field of collective consciousness as it manifests itself in work, education, all areas really of life. So there is this sense of reservation and or distance or detachment inside you as an old soul. But on the other hand, there is this urge or passion inside you to share your light, to help bring about change, change in consciousness, more awareness, more clarity, more love. And so, what is your role as a spiritual teacher? It is natural, as you move towards the final stage of your cycle of lifetimes on earth, as you move into maturity and even beyond in the final stages of integration and becoming more and more aware that you are actually the creator of all of your experiences, both the dark and the light ones, as your sense of autonomy or self-awareness grows, you become more of a conscious creator. And what that means practically is that you embrace more deeply the frequencies of peace and clarity and the willingness to take responsibility for everything that enters your life, your field of experience. And as you do so, you may start to notice that some things just start to happen in your life. There is a kind of flow. The flow is following your frequency, your inner frequency of peacefulness, of surrender, of self-acceptance, which also means self-awareness, and sharing your light or taking on the role of a spiritual teacher is a natural process. And this also means that you do not have to work hard for it. If it takes a lot of effort, then maybe the time is not right yet. As an old soul, you carry a kind of passion inside for changing consciousness, lifting up consciousness, but you're also a wounded warrior, so to speak. You still carry traces of trauma and pain inside, and it may take time to heal more deeply. And to be a teacher primarily means that you radiate a type of frequency. It's the frequency of peace, or the heart-based frequency. It's a frequency of self-acceptance and awareness. And this does not necessarily mean that you have to go out and talk with people or offer healings to them or some type of therapy. It's really, this is what you're going to do is really quite unpredictable, and it's best not to label it. Like when you think of a spiritual teacher, there certain images come to mind of what such a person does, or how he or she assists people. And I urge you to let that all go. Let all these images, which are mainly from the past, let them go. And just focus right now on your own frequency of peace and clarity, the wisdom frequency that's inside you as an old soul. Although there may still be fragments of pain and self-denial or negativity, although these may still be present in your energy, in your everyday thinking and feeling, I ask you to now focus on this frequency of pure peace and clarity, and feel it in your heart, and feel the presence of wisdom inside you. Feel the depth of your experiences. Feel the depth of your compassion and understanding. Being a spiritual teacher also means that you understand deeply what it means to be human. You understand it on an emotional level, a feeling level. You have been through it. You have been through the extremes. You have played both dark and light roles. There's this feeling that of, there's nothing new to me. And this energy of having gone through the human journey and having reached a point of acceptance, this frequency is very special. it's precious. And other people, when they meet you, can sense it. If they tune into this frequency of wisdom, they feel accepted. They feel loved, and they don't know, perhaps don't know how and why. There just seems to be a space offered to them, which makes them feel more relaxed. And this is special. Do not underestimate the power of frequency. Even if you don't put it into any form or don't organize it or in whatever way, it will still do its work. And you also don't need to know how you affect the world around you. Your primary goal on the soul level is to reach inner peace. And to look at and deal with the fragments of pain and trauma, the lost soul parts that are still not fully integrated. And that's your main mission, to get completion, to become whole. And as I mentioned before, at some point you may notice things start happening. You may attract situations in which you notice you share some of your insights or your energy or creative inspiration, whatever kind of inspiration, you share it with the world. And it should give you a sense of joy, not a sense of urgency or wanting to change the world or heal people instantly. All this kind of naive or magical ways of thinking, you let it go. You allow the inner processes in other people to take place in their own way and their own rhythm. You're just there with this space, this frequency you offer to the world around you. And it's not really something you do, it's something you are. That's why it doesn't really require work. It is possible, of course, that it does take on the form of a particular work, like you offer something specific to people, some healing modality or talks or some type of coaching or whatever. But it's really important to stay aware that the frequency is most important, and that it will itself will find the form that fits it. And again, tune into this heart-based, peaceful frequency of wisdom inside your heart and allow it to flow around you and fill up your whole body and energy field right now. And imagine that this frequency is welcome on Earth. As light workers, you often did not feel welcome on Earth. You felt like an outsider, an outcast. You felt rejected, misunderstood, this traumatic experience is very much a part of your history. But now you feel from this point of wisdom inside your heart that you are very much welcome. Your frequency is welcomed by Mother Earth. And you imagine that it flows out of you, expresses itself in a way that fits you, that gives you a sense of joy and ease, not of hard work. And perhaps you can see what form this frequency likes to take. What is the role you play when you truly are aligned with your with this frequency of wisdom inside? What are you doing? What are you sharing with people, with the world around you? And notice the sense of joy it gives to you. The joy has a playful note. It's not excitement. It's not impatience. It's not insisting on change. It is rather playful. And when you take on the role of a spiritual teacher, you're actually still an outsider. It's a position that you have become used to as a light worker, as an old soul. But you're okay with it now. You don't need to fit in. It's okay to be different. You feel at ease with it. And it actually adds to your... It gives your frequency a sparkle of freshness, a sense of pleasant detachment, a sense of humor. You are free on the inner level. And this is actually what touches other people. So, it's important to understand that to take on the role of spiritual teacher as an old soul should feel natural, not like an effort that takes a lot of energy or exhausts you. It comes naturally. Things appear naturally in your life. And the other thing I'd like to say about expressing yourself as a teacher or healer is stop hiding yourself. The first point I was just making about not force was more about not forcing it, not working hard or forcing yourself to be a light worker in the conventional sense of doing good work for others, to be very free and playful about the form that your frequency, the sharing of it takes. So don't force it, don't push it into certain boxes, just allow it to express itself playfully and freely. The second point is about not hiding. Don't hide yourself. It's a kind of pitfall, or at least a characteristic of the old soul, that they tend to want to withdraw. They are They are old, as the word old souls says. It means that there's a natural tendency to not jump into the craziness of life, and they know how crazy, you know how crazy life can get on Earth. And there's a reservation in many of you to come out and truly share your wisdom, because you had experiences of rejection, of not being understood, of not fitting in. You are also, most of you are very sensitive. As an old soul, your heart center has fully awakened, which means you perceive and feel in subtle ways, which sometimes can hit you hard, meaning that you can easily feel overwhelmed and also exhausted by external, by impressions from the outside world and other people's energies. So all souls have a natural need for protection, protecting themselves from negativity, lower frequencies. And it's important to take this need seriously. However, one way of dealing with the fact that you don't fit into mainstream society is by clearly showing your light, your being different. Instead of escaping, so to speak, you can also step forward and stay true to who you are, what you sense, what you feel in your heart. Whenever you are with people, when you are in the world, so to speak, instead of closing down, as many of you do, and you do have a rich inner world to escape into. However, it gives you joy and satisfaction if you can be in the world among people and stay true to yourself, to your frequency, even if it's clearly different from the frequency of others. And it's not that you have to change them or change anything, but by not hiding, which means by staying true to who you are, wherever you are, you create more freedom for yourself, more joy, more effortlessness, and less shame, less insecurity. You become more self-aware. And if people don't get it, if they don't understand you, or maybe they think you're strange and peculiar, it's okay with you. You have no judgment about it. You don't really care about it. You don't therefore need to hide anymore. And this is actually a gift both to yourself and to others. For you, as you reach the final stage of your lifetimes on Earth, it's lovely to be able to be on Earth and not have to hide, and to be able to enjoy what Earth life has to offer, and to interact with other people without needing to change them, but also without needing to change yourself, to be yourself among people, to be who you are with your frequency, and not hide or feel less, also not feel superior, but just be. This is liberating to your soul and actually is a sign that you are completing your journey. And I'd like to end by inviting you to remember who you are as a spiritual teacher. It may seem strange to you if you don't feel that you are a spiritual teacher yet. How can I then remember it? But just go with the flow of these words. Remember who you are as a teacher. And notice what happens. I am a spiritual teacher. Say these words to yourself. And remember who you are on that level. Tell yourself, I am complete. I am overflowing. I'm joyful. And then simply ask yourself, ask this teacher within that you now remember, what is my next step? What is the next step for this teacher frequency to unfold? Freely, joyfully, playfully. Perhaps there's still some fear that withholds you to express yourself. Look at it. You are here to heal it. And realize that having these fears, having whatever human emotions, is not bad, is not something that stands in between you and being a teacher. A true teacher has gone through the full range of human emotions. So embrace the fear or pain there still is. Take your time and allow things to unfold naturally without the need to hide yourself, and knowing that you are truly welcome. You are loved and cherished for who you are, both by Mother Earth and the heavens up there, by us, your guides and your friends. We love you, and as I speak from the heart of Christ consciousness, I speak from a level or field that of which many, many souls take part. Some incarnated on Earth, some not. It doesn't matter that much. It's a shared frequency. And you are part of this field as well. Allow it to embrace you now and feel the peace. Thank you for being who you are. You are welcome. Thank you.